With me, Sadie Nine. Now, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about doing nice things for others and how it actually makes us feel good ourselves. So is it selfish to be a goody two-shoes, or is it just paying it forward? Eileen Webb is a psychologist who's written several books and can maybe tell us why we feel as good as a recipient when we do something nice. And we may say it's good for the soul, but also, is it good for our well-being? And she joins me now. Eileen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Sadie. It's lovely to be here.
Now, I love the idea. When you come into a new year, it's a really good time to not just make these silly things that you're going to do and you never do. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym every day, whatever. But to actually sort of say, I'm going to change my life a bit, or I'm going to try and be a nicer person. That's one thing I've sort of set myself. And is that good for your physical well-being as well as for your soul?
Absolutely. Good decision, Sadie, because a part of happiness is also acts of kindness. There is research, especially last year, University of Ohio, they had research in three groups. One is acts of kindness, second is social connection, and third is engaging in cognitive behavioral therapy. And they were all helping, but it turned out that acts of kindness had the highest happiness levels and reduction in anxiety and depression symptoms. It does reduce your cortisol levels as well as your blood pressure. So it's healthy for you.
That's so a real physical things of doing something nice.
Yes, it's physically good for you as well. And what happens is that you help somebody. It has to be obviously without expecting anything back or without avoiding punishment. It really has to be just acts of kindness, just because you want to. It doesn't have to be anything with money either. It could be just carrying somebody's bags to help them. But it does then can have domino effect that you just made somebody feel good, and then they go and feel better, and they might help somebody because you just made them feel good as well. So it has a chain effect, which is wonderful. And since when helping others is selfish?
Yeah, but some people would say, oh, because if you mention to someone, oh, I helped this lady up the stairs today with her baby's buggy, and she was so thrilled. She was really pleased and really thanked me because she had got a bad back or something. And I felt really good. Someone may say, oh, you only did it to make yourself feel good, and you're only telling us to make yourself feel big. Is that the case? Should we keep quiet about it when we do something nice?
If it is to make yourself feel good, what is wrong with that? What is wrong with feeling good and doing things to feel better about ourselves? What's wrong with that?
Do you know, it's weird because I like to have a drink of wine now and again because it makes me feel good. I like to go out with friends and have a lovely meal because it makes me feel good. So why should I feel guilty if I do something for someone else and I get a buzz from it?
Exactly. But it is really one of the steps, one of the solid steps to happiness. Exercise, healthy eating, looking after yourself, healthcare is important. Helping others is also important, not to the extent of your own well-being.
Why do we have this guilt feeling? Why would we look at someone who sort of says, oh, I, you know, if somebody can run a marathon, that's absolutely up to them. That is brilliant because I couldn't do it in a million years. And I do sort of think to people, I think, oh, wow, they're running. It's like the guy who's running the marathons for MND and doing amazing. He's just been given an OBE by Prince William. And I sort of think that is fantastic. But I don't sort of think he's doing it to make himself feel good, although he does say it makes me feel good. But why have we got this negative side? Oh, they're only doing it to make themselves feel good. Why have we got that?
I think that we grow up with the idea that we shouldn't do things that are selfish, that we should always put others first. There are other people should always be our priority, and we should come last. And that if we look after ourselves, if we look after our well-being, and if we love ourselves, that's like, that's not nice. So when you, in the society, when you grow up with, you have to always give, that's selfless. Selflessness is important. You have to keep giving others, even to the extent of your well-being. Then when we do something for ourselves, we start feeling guilty.
We do. You're absolutely right. So what you're saying is that we should put ourselves more to the front.
Absolutely. Because think about it this way. You have got a glass of well-being, right?
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah.
So you keep filling this up with things that matter for you, that make you feel better. That could be acts of kindness as well. Now, if you do not look after yourself, you're using everything that is all the resources that's in this glass. You keep giving, you keep giving, you keep helping your friends, your family, not looking after yourself, looking after the children, but not taking time for you. Now, you have just used all your resources and you're running on empty. There will be a time you will start running on empty, and that is where there's a lot of stress, anxiety, and depression. How are you supposed to give anything to others when you have run out of your resources? But if you fill this up with things that matter for you, with self-love, self-care, and perhaps acts of kindness as well, and exercising, healthy eating, cultivating gratitude, and so on, and taking time for massage, you were just talking about that earlier. Yeah.
So absolutely. Take a massage, look after you. Do you know, you're so right. I've got a friend who's got quite poorly, and there's a certain diet that if she eats, she knows it will really help her, but it's quite expensive. And I said to her, if it was one of your children that needed that diet, she said, I would get it. I would, you know, I'd sell everything. I'd get it. I said, well, how can you help your children if you aren't well enough to help your children? So you need that diet. So somehow or another, I need to get help to be able to afford that diet that you can eat, and you know that it will make you well. But it's, and the thing is that she hasn't done, because she's still giving everything to her children and she wants them to have the best of everything. And she's still not having the right foods for her. And she's getting quite poorly.
Yeah, and that is, again, if you're not good enough for yourself, if you're running on empty, how are you going to help others do things for your children or your home or your family? Because we think that just giving until we become poorly is that self-sacrifice. But if you're no good to yourself, you're no good to others that you love. Just like the airline. When you're on the plane, they say to you, the oxygen masks first on yourself, then put it on your children. Because if you're dead, how are you going to help your children?
Yeah, that's so true. And the same with putting on your life jackets. Put yours on first, then put your children's on, so that you can help them. So I'm going to say this now. I mentioned well before Christmas, but I've paid for people's shopping several times now. And the last time I did it, just last week, the lady who I'd done it for, I just put my card there and I said, I hope you don't mind. I've had some good luck. I want to pass it forward. And she said she was shaking. She had tears of happiness, but so did I. Now, am I doing this for self-gratification? Should I mention this on air to maybe others sort of think, hey, that's an easy thing to do, and that may be a nice thing to do? Or is it just me bigging myself up? Should I keep quiet about it? What would you say, Eileen?
It's completely up to you and your own choice. And this could be paying for somebody's shopping. It could be carrying somebody's shopping. It doesn't have to be something with money. You don't have to give the money to somebody. What matters, I think, is that you are making someone happy one way or another, and that it feels good for you. And what you do with it is up to you. But at that moment, your cortisol levels have decreased and your blood pressure have decreased and you feel better.
You know, I love that.
That's what matters.
We've got so much to talk about. Can I have you on the show another time as well to talk more with us? Because I know that you've got some great ways that we can help ourselves with positivity and helping our lives for the better. I'd love to have you back on another time, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'd love that, Sadie. And thank you so much for having me today.
How do we check you out, Eileen? What's your website?
My website is mindandmood.co.uk, and I've got two books. One of them is actually really, as I mentioned earlier, the gratitude is important. Being grateful for what you have is important, and it shows, the research shows, that writing notes, setting small goals daily, actually really helps towards where you want to be. So I have a book, Transformation Through the Power of Quotes, that will take you from vulnerability step by step in 10 weeks to happiness, where you're exploring hope, letting go of what's not serving you anymore, your values, checking in with your values and your authenticity, and Brilliant. So on.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us. Absolute pleasure. Eileen Webb from Shenfield, psychologist. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Absolutely fascinating.